All right. Hello, hello, everyone. Katie Kavanaugh and Ralph Havens here for you today. Oh my gosh, you guys out there in internet land, have you been feeling this energy? It feels right now like there is so much chaos, so much push and pull from our old selves and our new selves. And Ralph and I were talking beforehand, and we were talking about how to have the best year of your life. And I feel like right now, with all of these changes, this is exactly what we need right now. And we need to choose to have the best year of our lives. So, Ralph, welcome, welcome. So great to see you.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. When you think about having the best year of your life, what does that mean for you?
Well, heart's desires come true, you know, like, it's interesting. Years ago, I had, all my, I was healthy. I was running. I was in Vancouver, Canada. I had a practice in San Diego, a physical therapy practice, integrated manual therapy. And, but I didn't have a girlfriend for like a couple of years. And I was like, nobody really on the radar, except Jen just started showing up on the radar. And I just had this like, yeah, why don't I have that part of my life? And I just ripped out a page of a book that I'd read, and I was sitting on a bench looking out over English Bay in Vancouver. It's beautiful. And I just wrote down what my life would look like with Jen, who I hadn't even, I'd only gone on one running sort of date. It wasn't really a date. And I wrote it all out, two kids, the Pacific Northwest. And I was running last night and we just moved to Fairhaven, which is a beautiful part of town here in Bellingham, Washington, just south of Vancouver. And I was reflecting because Ben was running with, there were 60 people on this run, and it was amazing. And his whole like running team, like probably 15 little middle schoolers were running with the coach, just jogging in front of me as I was like running my guts out to stay with them. And as I was running back, I was thinking about like 2012, we came through on a train through that town. I didn't know what Bellingham was. We were on our way to Vancouver. We had taken a matrix energetics class in Seattle, and we were on our way to visit our friend in Vancouver. And I really, really, really wanted to live in the Northwest. I thought it was Vancouver. And I remember when we crossed over into Canada and I saw White Rock, and I thought, this looks cool, but we got to Vancouver. And I was running last night reflecting like, wow, it was 11 years ago. And Ben was a little guy, 1 year old. But I really wanted to live there. And I came through this exact part. I could see where the train was right by the bay and everything. And so it's like, it's interesting. I've gotten what I want in life. It wasn't exactly the version I wanted, but it's a really cool version, but there's still parts that I want. So best year of my life, it's like, well, it's all coming true and there's more. And so I don't know if that answers the question, but it's like, as I reflect back, and this is a time for reflection, of course, New Year's is like, yeah, it's happening, man. And that's what I want for everybody. And that's why we do what we do, I think. But yeah, what would you say to that? Like, best year of your life?
Yeah, you know, we'll just kind of preface this with 2023 being such a year of growth and expansion and awareness and understanding, particularly about ourselves. So when I think about this next year, not only the wheel of the year, but also the numerologic year, whatever, 2024, this upcoming year is really a year of abundance, and really a year of receiving what we have been working so hard for. So when I think about the potential of having the best year of my life, that would be really focused on alignment and feeling connected, and therefore being able to really manifest those things that are still on that list of I'm working towards, that there's still some stuff in the way that needs to be cleared out before we can get there. And when I think about what my journey is going to look like, because I just, I'm starting something completely new to go deeper into my healing, and the amount of support around it is what's going to make it or break it. And the fact that we have this amazing group is giving me, again, that it's almost like there's that backbone of knowing that you have all of this support and it's available to you all the time. And when, no matter what type of healing we're going through or what type of journey we're going through, knowing that you're supported actually is going to make it that much easier for you. No healing journey is ever easy. Let me just say that, but it will lessen the pressure of feeling like you have to go through all of this alone. And this upcoming journey for me is all about just releasing the rest of the stuff that I've been holding on to for so long. And I think a lot of people are at that point too. I see it with my clients and they're like, it's just particularly this week too, has been just such a purge of energy and old emotions and old stories and just letting go of what we can't carry with us anymore. And the best year of my life doesn't include any of those old stories. It doesn't include any old versions of me that I feel like I need to hold on to for whatever reason. The best year of my life is a brand new identity with every moment unfolding almost like an adventure. And it's all about continuing to hold a brand new perspective, no matter what the shit show is around you. And that's really kind of the only way I can put it. And it's, again, really about coming into alignment, but really coming into your own personal power. So that's kind of a long answer, but all of those things combined together, they all kind of piggyback off of each other. They all work together. So it's not like you have, 18 different, huge things on your list that you need to get through. It's one thing, it's healing. And then with that healing, you open it up like those onion blooms, and each little piece of yumminess is that golden nugget that you get from the healing work that you do. And so it just expands. And to me, that's what the best year of my life would be.
That's so cool. Yeah. I wrote it down, alignment and connection, the group of support around you, a backbone, no more old stories, holding the brand new perspective of your life, your own personal power. That's what it seems to be going on. I mean, it is that time of year to figure out what you want to do next year and how to have a really good year and reflect on what you've done so far. And when you think of people, I guess you would call this healing is the basic thing, healing. And some would call it creating your own reality or manifesting or, designing your life. When you think of it, what would you say? We talked about this ahead of time and we know this is what is coming to light for us. The components of what's needed to get a good life. That's basically it. Get your health, get your life, get your love life around you, get your family and community, your purpose, what you're up to doing. What are the components you see?
I think a lot of it comes to having clarity around what you want, first of all. And the second is being open to having that. And it's so... funny is the only word that comes through. But when we look at people who are like, I want this, I want this, I want this. And then they're like, but, and they completely talk themselves out of what it is that they want.
Oh God.
Then, that is a huge component. And this is what getting clear is all about. Like, if you don't know the direction you're going in, then you're not going to get there. And when you do know the direction you're going in, you're going to see very easily all of those things that distract you or pull you off that course. And it becomes a lot easier to stay aligned because you know exactly where you're going. You feel a certain way about that. And then you're able to, again, have that perspective of, yes, this moves me forward, or no, this pulls me backwards into who I used to be. And then it's just consciously making those choices over and over and over again to be that new version of you, that version of you that makes the difficult choices, the version of you that does the things out of your comfort zone to put you in opportunities of growth. And from that, then you really get to receive. But if you're not open to that receiving, again, it's like talking yourself out of it or immediately going to those thought patterns that say, oh, you're not good enough to have this, or you're never going to figure it out. You're too old. You're too this, you're too that. Right. So I think some of those components are just a lot of conscious awareness, not only about, again, yourself, but also like your surroundings. And, you know, we always say the group will get you there. So the most overlooked part, I think, of what all of this is your environment, your physical environment, your mental environment, and your social environment. And I think it's really important that you have some of those components being people who actually support you, who are there for you, who you can go to and talk about, again, the stuff you don't understand or some of the things that make you feel really alone in this journey. And by being able to have that support system, then you can start building your own mental environment, mental and emotional environment, to be even stronger in the fact that, again, you have that support. You don't have, you know, I mean, maybe you do have people like tearing you down and coming at you, but with that support, it's much easier to stay grounded and to stay aligned with your vision versus then, again, latching on to someone else's opinion or expectations or projections of fear or whatever it is. So being able, again, to find those people and to be able to work with them and feel comfortable with them creates that environment. Because again, we know that the people that you surround yourself with the most really have a big influence on you, whether you know it or not. And Ralph, I'd love for you to talk about this because I know you've got some really great examples of what this means. So I'm going to throw it over to you.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I think this has been my experience too, that the number one thing that's the difference between people that that get the life they want and the ones that just struggle and continue to struggle, the biggest thing I've seen is the environment, like who you surround yourself with, you know, because there's times when you're on and there's times when you're not, and times when you believe in yourself and times when you don't. And there's people around that can really bring you down. And I don't need to talk about my past a lot, but it's like, yeah, I've seen what happens when you're around people that that don't do that. And so the idea is like, when you don't believe in yourself, to be around people that believe in you and to be around people that know how to do what you want to get done. Like, you don't have to know how to do everything. You just need to know who has the skills that can do the different things. If you're talking about business or, you know, something in your work life or, you know, even in your dating life, you know, some people know how to do stuff. And some people know how to do stuff in the health life. So you just need to surround yourself with your team, is what I would say, your community, your soul family. And that's what I think is the number one key. And, you know, the mindset, the emotions, all that inner stuff, the stuff that happened in your past, that's really important to heal. And you can do it on your own to some degree. But if that's all you're doing, the energetic stuff, the healing stuff, trying to control your mind and emotions and meditate enough or have a good mindset, that's not the whole thing. It's like, but other people in our Atomic Success Seekers group, we have the components that we've found. And where will we be in a year or 5 years? We'll have more components because of beyond the mountains or the next mountains. Right now, we've got a very good, what I feel, very complete system. And part of it is the group. The group will get you there. I put the link to our group in there, and I'm going to put something in the chat, because we have a whole book that we've got, and it's being edited and all, but we're doing it as a video and a live thing. And I'm going to just go ahead and put it in there, and you can go through and just go through these videos. And if you want to join us live for this healing, we can help you get the stuff that's needed to help you heal, the energetic stuff, the mindset stuff, the what to actually do stuff for your health or your success. And then the group, because the power of the group is powerful. So I'll put it in there. But I think the biggest component is who you surround yourself with. Because think of it like, I like giving examples from my own life. But when I was a more competitive runner back in my 20s and 30s, I hung out with people that had been at a very high level. You know, some had been to the Olympics, some had American records. There was a couple of people that had won medals in the LA Olympics. That's how old I am. And it was scary to run with them. You know, it was like all my inner doubts and fears came up. But one of the keys was just to show up and be one of them. And I didn't get to be an Olympic runner, but I feel like I maximized my running potential during those years with the information I had. So it's like, if I was trying to do it by myself and clear inner blocks and stuff, it would have helped some. And, you know, try to figure out the training on my own, it would have helped some. But just by being with them, all I had to do was show up and do what they did. And when it pushed my buttons, I showed up anyway. Now we have a way to clear the stuff when it pushes your buttons. But I think the group is the key. And so I'd like to turn it back to you, because we both have seen people that succeed and get their health and their life back and do really cool things. And we've seen people that that just do a little bit and then they fail and do a little bit and fail. What do you see as the difference for somebody wanting a great year coming up?
You just really have to want it. You have to decide that you're gonna have it, and then you have to commit to that. And I'll just put a little shameless self plug here. If you do want a free 5-day challenge on leveling up and being able to manifest, the first two chapters of my book, 1 and 2, Decide, Commit, I do have a 5-day challenge where you can get yourself clear and ready to be in this type of energy. Because again, you have to want so badly, more than anything else, you have to want what you're going after, and not in a desperation type of way. You have to want it in a very constructive, passionate way. And when we think about the things that we want in our lives, we have to really think about how we're going to feel at the end when we have it. And then we have to be ready and willing to do whatever it takes, no matter what. And so it means showing up day after day after day after day, especially when you are uncomfortable. That's how these changes happen. And when you allow yourself to be uncomfortable in those changes, that's when stuff starts to happen. And I think that the difference between the people who really take it and run with it and the people who fall back or get pulled back into their old versions and their routines and their habits, it's not really a lack of wanting. It's not really a lack of willpower. It's just like, are you able to receive what you have asked for? And I think that's the biggest block. And that's why some people have a difficult time moving forward, even after they do some healing work, is that you're not used to receiving. And there's all these other things that come up, like the I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve this, who am I to have this, I'm not allowed to play big. Those stories then come up, and those tend to be very deep-seated. So there's more healing work after that. But if you're not willing to recognize those blocks and those triggers that come up for you to heal, then you're just looking at it like you're perpetuating your own cycles. Oh, I'm never going to be able to do this. This is just how I am. Look, I failed. I went back into my old ways. And, you know, we get stuck that way. That's what our ego does for us. It tries to keep us safe, and it pulls us back into what we know. And so it'll fight. And we have to be willing to say, no, I'm not going to be this version of me. I'm going to make a different choice, and I'm going to keep making a different choice. And I'm going to feel good about those choices, because I know that every single choice I make is leading me more towards where I want to be. And it's really holding on to that. It's that essence of desire of I'm doing this for me. I want to be a better version of me. I want to be a clearer version of me. I want to be a more powerful, empowered version of me. And that can be very, very scary for people who haven't been willing to receive that powerful part of them back. And I think those who are ready, yeah, they take it, they soar. And that's amazing. And I want that for everyone. But again, some of us, we have these, they're just so deep. And, you know, especially right now, we're starting to see these come through, like what is left under the surface to heal. So if you've been experiencing any of this heaviness of this back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, that's the energy we're in right now. So yay for awareness and consciousness coming in, so that we can recognize that there's something else going on, and we can take the time to sit with it, or again, be with a group group who does this work, who can assist in this releasing process and this opening process so that we can be able to gratefully and gracefully receive what it is we've asked for. So I think that's the real thing, is just that commitment to yourself. Like, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want change?
Yeah. And then, you know, I know a lot of people are feeling what's happening right now in the world. And the big idea I see is that there's a lot of stuff that's crumbling, you know, a lot of stuff that used to work isn't working. A lot of stuff just a few short months ago, it was like, you know, everything seemed to be like on this, like even with the lockdown and everything that happened, everything seemed to be like, everybody's like coming back in abundance and all sorts of stuff. And then there's some stuff really crumbling. The medical system has some stuff going on, and the different entrepreneurs out there. But there is a new thing happening, and right now is an amazing time. And so it reminds me of like every classic story, you know, The Hobbit, Star Wars. There's an amazing movie called Air about Nike and Air Jordan and that whole thing. The things that were created that are really amazing in real life and also in you know, the novels and the movies, it wasn't just like, oh, and we all just had this wonderful thing. It's like this amazing thing. And and if you've got a group, you know, The Hobbit had a group, and the Star Wars people had a group, and, you know, the Nike team had a group. And it's like, if you've got your people and you've got your what you want, and you can have people that can look for your blind spots, and at every step go actually clear the stuff that comes up, because it does come up. You put your vision out there and you put yourself out there and you say, okay, God or the universe, I want this thing. Stuff happens, and it doesn't feel so good sometimes, but that's when you start to really go. So we have something for you, and it's a very awesome thing. I just got to let you know about it. And there's links in the where I'm putting this. I'm going to put this in Spotify and Rumble in just a few minutes, where we post these podcasts. There's people charging $80,000 a year for group coaching, doing this sort of thing, but they don't even have the 5-day a week one-on-one live, let's heal you up and get you moving thing that we have. So we have an amazingly cost-effective thing. I mean, for just a few dollars a day, you can be with me and Katie and Leslie and Ilya and our other Katie, the business coach who's responsible for $50 million of sales from her people. She's in our group teaching people, helping people grow their businesses for people that have their own businesses. And she totally believes in us because she knows this inner stuff is here. And she told me I could throw her under the bus, that I could talk about her. She works with me, and she used to make a lot of money, but it was fueled by anger. And there was a lot of relationship stuff that wasn't working. Well, all that stuff is cleared, and she's getting her little girl dreams come true. She's still getting a lot of the money. You know, she's still making that, but she's got something. She's not fueled by anger anymore. And even successful entrepreneurs, a lot of successful business people, people that look successful, you know, a lot of it is fueled by anxiety and fear and self-worth issues and anger and doubt. It's not so comfortable on the inside. So we have a way to heal this up, and it's not a lot of money. So I put the link in there. I've even put the link so you can go watch the videos of this stuff as we do it. And, you know, I think you just need to know what you need to do in the physical world to get your health back, to get your prosperity, to get your love life right. You need to know what to do, and then you need to start doing it. And if you're not doing it, there's inner stuff. So we need to heal that. And then the group has an energetic healing component. It's like the power of meditating in a group or praying in a group. There's a power of that. And all you got to do is just click on a button and join us each day or 2 or 3 days a week or whatever you can, but you can commit to. And then meet with us. We'll meet with you one-on-one to get you your plan, and you'll know exactly what to do. Because there's a lot of stuff that we have, and you can't do all of it in a lifetime with what we have in this group. But we can guide you. Here's for your health. Here's for this. Here's just keep showing up, and we clear the inner stuff, and it's not a lot of money, and you get an amazing group. So if this speaks to you, this is what I think is like the biggest thing to get the life you want. And when you don't believe in yourself, we've got your back. So So that's it. Anything else you want to say about these components that we use, what we see, the environment group, just, you know, you've got your challenge coming up. People can do that for free. They can click on the button and watch the videos of our Atomic Success Secrets that we do together. Anything else, Katie? I know we're kind of right at the end of our podcast.
Yeah, and really the only thing that's coming through is just notice what you notice about yourself and what's going on right now. Because again, just that little bit of awareness starts the healing process. So that's what we're really being invited to do right now. Have grace for yourself, have compassion. This is a deep, long process. Healing up and down, all around and everywhere in between, and it goes on for life. So if you are ready to start this journey, we are here for you. Don't hesitate to reach out. Definitely let us know in the comments what has been most valuable to you, and we will see you next time. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, and we'll see you at Facebook on Wednesdays, and then Rumble and Spotify. All right, Katie, thank you so much. I'm going to click us off of the recording.